Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are now tuned in to Triumph Grace with Pastor Demetrius Garland. Tonight, it is time for prayer. Pastor, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, Shakira. We want to say thank you for all the listeners, everyone that came out tonight just for prayer. Do we understand that prayer is the key to success? You cannot go to the next level in your life without prayer. We have to pray. Jesus said that man should always pray, always. And I thought about that for a little bit. What he means always, that means pray when you're up, pray when you're down, pray when you're sick, pray when things are together. Just we got to keep a communication with God, because prayer is that essential key that keeps us connected to the presence of God. It's just like a child. You think about a child that has parents. That child knows the voice of the father or the mother. And that's what prayer is. Prayer is the key to be in tune to what God is saying in this season. And what we don't understand, people, radio listeners, is that there is a sound that God is speaking in this season. And we gotta be so in tune to God to understand what is he saying in the here and now. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to pray. We're going to pray if anybody has a prayer need, a situation that you're going through and just need to be prayed for, we're asking you to call in. We're asking you to call in with your prayer requests, because that's what we're sitting here to do. Once again, this is our mission statement. We're here to help the broken, the brokenhearted, them that feel like I'm only a castaway, prayer can't help me. Am I talking to anyone on the radio right now that just feels like, oh, prayer can't help me? Yes, it can. Prayer can change things. My mom used to teach me that all the time. I never understood it growing up as a child because I wasn't a believer like that. But she always told me, baby, you need to learn how to get a prayer life. And that means learn to have a relationship with God. Not a relationship just with your friends and your coworkers and all that type of stuff, but the best relationship you can have is a prayer life with God. Because he's the one that comes in and make things different in your life. See, me being your friend, me even being your pastor, there's only things that I can, short things I can only do without talking to God. Until I pray and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, then there won't be no evidence. And that's the season that we're looking in. Because prayer changes things that makes evidence come tangible. Ain't we tired of just praying and ain't seeing the tangible things of God? That's where we're going tonight. We're going to pray. But right before we pray, there's been a lot of different things that's been on my mind today, and it's still connected to prayer. How many people that are listening just feel like you're an option and not a priority? An option. That means you just, you know, people just feel like I'm just here. There's no substance that comes from me. I'm just an option. I'm not a priority. But prayer says this right here. You're not just an option, but you are a priority. When you learn how to pray, it opens up so many doors that we don't even understand. I'll show you somebody that has a prayer life that has a successful life. I'm going to say that again. If you have a prayer life, you have a successful life. And it's not in the big words. It's not in, you know, what we see in church. You got to just be on the altar, just weeping and all that type of stuff. See, God can hear the simple things that, God, I need you. Am I talking to anybody today that just woke up this morning and didn't have the words to say to God, but just said something simple, God, I need you. Are you here, God? Help me, Jesus. Those little simple things that people don't even understand that God understands. He taps into little simple things that we think it ain't a long, drawn-out prayer. It's the sincereness of your heart. But we're going to pray. And we got to understand one thing about prayer that I understand even through the Bible. And this is good right here. The Bible said that at midnight, Paul and Silas, they did one thing. They prayed. Now, I want to understand why was they praying. They was praying because of the situation looked ugly for them. Number one, they was bound and they was locked up. They was in jail. They was in prison. But something dawned on them that said at midnight. Is anybody having a midnight crisis right now? It can be, see, your midnight don't have to be just 12 o'clock. It can be 9 o'clock. It can be 8 o'clock. It can be 6 o'clock. It can be 4 o'clock. But if you're going through a midnight crisis, I dare you to pray. I dare you to just step back and not worry about the problem and worry about praying and watch God bring you through your midnight. Prayer changes things, people. I promise you. And we hope that we got somebody that's out here listening that this word and the prayer that we're going to pray to let you understand that prayer does really change things. Okay, let's go back there for just a second. After they prayed, this is what happened. The Bible said that God showed up in the place where they prayed. And one thing I love about prayer is that prayer, number one, it will hide you from the enemy. Oh, that's good about that. Don't know a lot of people that's listening in need to be hid. It just seems like the devil just knows your every movement. But I dare you to pray. It'll hide you. And Paul and Silas was locked up and bound up in chains. Watch this. Not only will prayer hide you, but prayer will also loose you. It'll take chains off of you. It'll remove things that is hindering you to get into the next level of your life. Prayer. That's what we're talking about tonight on Real Talk Radio, Triumph of Grace. Prayer. Do prayer really change things? Call in and ask me. Somebody got a testimony to say prayer changed things. I know somebody out there listening tonight can really testify to the truth. To say, I prayed and this happened. A lot of people don't believe in prayer. Because, watch this, this is another thing. We don't understand that prayer is conditional. It may not happen right when you think it should, but that don't mean stop praying. It means keep pushing. P-U-S-H, push until something happens. Meaning pray until something happens. Don't give up just because it didn't happen today. Because God is a perfect timing God. He don't make mistakes. He knows exactly where you are, what you're going through. He knows exactly how you're feeling. But sometimes God wants you to talk to him. And the only way to talk to God is to talk to God through prayer. We can listen to him through his word. That means he's talking to us. But see, prayer is also called a communication channel. It's not just him talking to you, but it's also you talking back to him. Oh, I know that's good for somebody. Somebody's saying, well, wow, when is my change going to come? Keep praying until it changes. Don't give up on prayer. I'm going to finish this a little bit right here. With Paul and Silas, this is what happened. After they prayed and God showed up, see, prayer brings the presence of change to your life. And that's something, watch this, prayer opens up the avenue for God to do what you cannot do. I'm going to say that again, because that's going to bless someone. Prayer changes things concerning the things you cannot do, but he can. And watch what God did. God walked into a jail cell with two people that belonged to God that was bound. Preaching the gospel. Matter of fact, if y'all know the story, they was locked up because of what they was doing right. Have you ever felt like things that's going on in your life, like, wow, why am I going through what I'm going through when I'm doing right? My mom used to tell me all the time, and I heard a lot of preachers tell me all the time, you need to question yourself when everybody's patting you on the back, something ain't right. See, you know when you're doing right, when the enemy just seems like you just can't get out of what you're going through. Oh, that's good. But prayer changes things. And I just want to encourage the listeners tonight that we serve a God, that if we pray, he will change your life. He will change your very life. It don't matter what it is. It can be alcoholism. It can be dope. It can be a lesbian. Excuse me if I'm saying it wrong, listeners. It could be prostitution. It can be gambling. It can be a sex addiction. It can be eating too much. It can be, hey, I just need to lose weight, gluttony, or whatever it is that you need help in. I dare you. Matter of fact, let's make a challenge tonight. How many people will pray with me for the next 7 days at 12 o'clock, noonday? You ain't got to get on your knees. You ain't got to go in your prayer closet and all that. You ain't got to run to the church. But wherever you are for the next 7 days at 12 o'clock for 30 minutes, if you can't do 30 minutes, do 15. If you can't do 15, if you're at your job, if you only can do 10, do 10. But I challenge the listeners to meet me in prayer at 12 o'clock in the atmosphere, in the spirit realm, that we will seek God for change for the next 7 days. And I believe God is getting ready to do something crazy to show up in your life. We serve a faithful God. We serve a God that's awesome. We serve a God that he cannot fail. He does not lie about what he said. If he said it, it's coming to pass. Meet me in prayer. And we can let her pray in a little bit. Just to let you know, we just want to just talk a little bit before we pray. To let you know we serve an awesome God. An awesome God. David prayed, and he asked God to remember him. The thief on the cross prayed. Two thieves on the cross. One was sitting there not wanting to repent of his sins. You had the other one said, remember me in paradise. See, to me, that means he was praying in his worst situation. But God told one thief, I shall remember you when I get to paradise. Prayer. Do prayer really change things? Come on, somebody call in and let me know. Somebody call in before we get off the line and let me know. Do prayer really change things? Or are we just mumbling words? I think a lot of people think we just get it. You know, when we go up to prayer, we're just mumbling and we're just talking. We ain't talking. Number one, another thing that goes with prayer is believing what you pray. You got to believe exactly what you pray, that God is able to bring to pass exactly what you asked him. May not come once again, because that's what get a lot of Christians and a lot of people in this world shaken, is because we expect that when we pray, it should happen just then. That don't mean what prayer is. See, you can pray today, and it may take 2 or 3 weeks before God show up. He could just be testing you. Is you going to keep praying? Are you going to keep believing? So we're talking about prayer tonight. Prayer, just prayer. Some need prayer for families. Some need prayer for kids. Some need prayer for jobs. Some need prayer for cars. Some people, I just felt that in the Holy Spirit. Somebody's walking right now and saying, Lord, I'm so tired of walking. I'm so tired of catching the bus. Pray and then watch God open the door. He can send someone to you to bless you with a car. That's the type of God we serve through prayer. Somebody saying, well, my rent is due. I don't understand. I've been faithful. I've been paying my tithes. I've been going to church. And it just seems like nothing is changing. Keep praying. Keep praying. Sister, keep praying. Brother, hold on. I just heard that in the spirit. Some man said, well, I'm praying for my family. My wife just don't understand what I'm going through. As a man, I'm trying to do what I need to do. And it just seems like ends are just not meeting. Keep praying. I dare you to keep praying. Someone is just saying, my child is just, I just don't know what to do with him no more. My daughter, she's just wild and bucking and just out there. Keep praying for her. Don't give up. Somebody said, well, I got a cousin or an auntie or maybe a nephew. He's strung out on drugs and he's steady. Just keep on going back. Don't give up on them because watch this. This is very good. Prayer changed you, didn't it? So prayer can change them. We're going to take a little break. We thank everyone that came out. And I hope y'all hear what God is saying about prayer. Prayer changes things. It gives you peace. It'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Prayer does. See, if we take the time before we go to break right quick, just a couple little seconds before we go to break, if we take the time and stop talking so much to people that cannot help us, oh, that's good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We talk so much to people that has not a clue to the solution of your situation when we should be talking to God that has the answer to every situation in your life. And with that being said, we're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back. Thank y'all for listening.
People pray, so Lord, speak right now. Let it fall.
Glory to God. Welcome back to Real Talk Radio. And we call it Real Talk because we're going to keep it 100. We're going to keep it 100. And I hope that y'all listening to the little bit of the song. It just said, take me to the king. I ain't got nothing else to bring. Is anybody listening to me tonight? When you get to a place that you ain't got nothing else but you, to give to God. See, I can talk. I'm not just talking to you, but I'm a living example. I know what it feels like to be broken, and I'm not just talking about spiritual broken. I mean, just financial broken. I'm talking about all levels: hurt, relationship, money, friends. People walk off and leave you. You know, the only thing that changed my life was when I got in the presence of God. And I'm feeling some type of way right now because I'm so thankful. Like the song said, just take me there and leave me there. Don't take me to a doctor. Don't take me to another partner. Don't take me to another friend. But take me to God. Take me there. Because what's in me and what I need to say, none of them, I don't try them. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible said that there was a woman that had an issue of blood. And she went everywhere looking for help. And she couldn't find it. She couldn't find it. I just want to say to the listeners, your answer is in him. It's in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we are here, Triumphant Grace Ministry, to hold you up long enough until that breakthrough comes for you. And we won't do nothing else. One thing we will do, we will pray for you. We got you. We won't let you fall. Call in. Somebody call in. Let me know you're listening. We love you for being here. And we get ready to go into the presence of God to let you know that God is an awesome God, awesome ruler, great counselor. You know, one thing that Jesus did in his worst time of his life, one of the biggest things that he had to go through, which was death. And see, what a lot of people don't understand, listeners, they don't understand this, that Jesus, even though he was the Christ, he was still human. Hey, karabosha, karaba. He was human, see? He was God, but he was God in the flesh. He felt like you. He thought like you. He bled like you. And he even himself had to steal away from time to time to pray to get strength. Come on, man. We're not inferior. If Jesus Christ had to pray, who do we think we are? Let's lift our hands right now and give God praise for prayer. For God is the God that answers prayer. I know him to be faithful. He's faithful concerning his word. We just asking all the listeners right now that may be listening. I just want to encourage you as we go into prayer. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing that you have done so bad. Nothing that you have done so bad that prayer won't change. Forgiveness. God forgives us of our sins. He washes our slate clean when we pray.
Yes,
there's nothing that God cannot answer. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, well, Pastor, you don't understand my situation. See, it's not meant for me to understand, but it is to know who is the understanding God. See, people won't understand you, but God does. He understands all things. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for loving on your people as we go into prayer. Thank you, God, for doing the impossible. You showed up and showed out on Calvary. Even when the enemy, God was at you, tried to stop you from the very beginning when you showed up. You kept pressing. You kept praying. You kept believing in that one that sent you, which was your Father. And you said, I don't come in my own self. I come to him that sent me. And understanding that God, you came on this earth for us. And God, encourage your people that's listening tonight. No matter what you have done, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how many times you've been locked up, no matter how many times people have said you never amount to nothing. Come on, somebody done been told that many a times you never amount to nothing. The devil is a liar. And we bind the handwork of the enemy that comes to tell your people that prayer don't change things. We bind the very works of a mouth that speaks lies, witchcraft, and all this stuff out their mouths to say that we can't make it. Prayer changes things. God, we bind the handwork of the enemy. If someone is listening right now that feels like I won't get that job, we decree and declare that God is God enough. The Bible said that he went away to prepare a mansion for you. So, God, I know he can open the door for a job. The devil is a liar. He said that we can be saved. Them that confess his name and believe in him and confess that he has been raised from the dead. He didn't say maybe or might. He said we shall be saved. There's no in between. I dare somebody just confess right now. See, it's okay to confess that, God, I need you. See, that's called surrender. Somebody need to confess that, hey, I can't do it on my own. I'm tired. I've been trying, God. I've been trying to put my life back together again like Humpty Dumpty. Come on, can I preach to somebody for a little bit? Humpty Dumpty, the Bible's not the Bible, but it says in the story rhyme, it says Humpty Dumpty fell on the wall. But Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all, watch this, all the team horsemen, that means somebody that knows God. I'm just using this as a metaphor. Somebody that knows God was sent to Humpty to put and watch this back together again. Help us, God, tonight to understand that God has assigned people to our lives to put us back when we're broken. You got somebody that cares enough to step out of the time and say, I'm not too busy. I'm not too busy for a phone call. I'm not too busy to come see you. Touch your people, God, that's listening right now. Touch that girl. Touch that boy. Touch that man. Touch that woman of God that even felt like she lost her anointing and she wasn't going to church and because of hurt and pain, God, and she started doing all types of things that was out of your will. Restore her, God, and let her know you still love her. That man of God that started hanging back out with the boys because he was broken. For whatever reason, God, and he lost faith and he lost hope. Let him know how special he is to you. That woman that went through that divorce and didn't know how she was going to make it through. She was left with 4 and 5 kids. Didn't know how she was going to pay her rent. But, oh, God, let her know, God, you are a supplier of all our needs. Hey, Karabasha, Karabosha. Oh, God, thank you, Holy Spirit. for just loving on us. God, we pray for the sick and afflicted. Somebody's on the line right now, God, listening, just saying, you know what, my prayer request is just for a loved one. Oh, God, seems like life is over. Death is at the deathbed. God, but we know that you're a changer. God, we know you can change the situation. We pray against cancer. We come against sugar diabetes. We come against, God, AIDS. God, we come against everything that comes to torment your people. God, we even come against the spirit that comes to tell us in our mindset that we can't do it, or you can't do it. God, deliver our minds that we'll believe in you, even when we don't believe in us. God, I understand what it means, God, to walk down the avenue and feel like you're all alone and there's nobody there for you. And then out of nowhere, here comes an angel that says, I got you. Just like Jacob wrestled with the angel through prayer. After he got through praying, he prayed and prayed, and the angel showed up. He said, I won't let you go. I won't let you go until you bless me. Let somebody know that, God, you're not going to let them go until you bless them. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being an awesome ruler, awesome counselor, good God. Oh, God, we come against, God, voices. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Them that speak into the atmosphere to try to stop your destiny that you have already spoken over your people's lives. Hey, God, we call the enemy another liar. Not only a liar, but God, we call him the father of all lies. God, block the voices. Block the voices, God. That your people, God, can get a chance of a breakthrough. I heard somebody say in the spirit realm, God, all I need is just enough time to get back into your presence because the enemy's on my track. Block it. God, stop the enemy long enough that we can get a prayer through, God. Somebody just say, if I can just get a prayer through, I'll be all right. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for that child that's missing. We thank you, Lord, how she's coming back home. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that little boy, God, that's out there on the corner right now doing things that he shouldn't do. God, we thank you for how you're redirecting his life, because you said the footsteps of a good man is ordered by you. God, we thank you right now. We thank you for that girl that got to shake her behind, God. Even though people watch this, people may not understand it, and she loves you, God, in her heart, but she's doing what she got to do right now just to try to make ends meet. God, bless her that she don't have to shake her bottom no more. And we give you praise, God. Love on her, God. Love on that man that's sitting right now, that's sitting there contemplating suicide. We come against the very presence of suicide. In the name of Jesus. We don't understand what people are going through, but we're so judgmental, God. Help us to stop judging one another, God, and help us to get in position, God, that we'll build an effect in the body of Christ, God. We'll be able to help one another and stop talking about one another, God. Somebody's story ain't my story. But, oh, God, we all got one. You told me, Lord, we all got a story. We all got one that we're telling. We're writing a story right now every day that you wake us up, God, and we're still breathing. We're still breathing, God. We're still writing. We're writing our own story. God, I pray for all the leaders right now that's out here interceding on the behalf of broken people. Give them the strength to keep, God, praying and searching and helping these ones that really need help. That said, God, if you don't show up, I'm going to lose my mind. Hey, come on, see, hey, yes, Kaka, come on, God, if you don't help me this week, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm getting ready to throw in the towel. But, God, I'm asking you, if I belong anything to you, God, I'm asking you as we end this prayer right now, before they throw in the towel, let them take the same towel and wipe their sweat and keep it moving. God, I'm asking you, God, please, Lord, hear my cry tonight. Don't let them throw in the towel, but let them use the same towel and wipe their sweat and keep it moving. By the power of the Holy Ghost that's invested inside of me. And every true believer that's believing and touching and agreeing on this line right now, we call it done. We call it done. Because you're going to change things. You're going to change things. Oh, yes, you is, God. Now, matter of fact, not only are you going to change things, let me speak it in the present tense, you have already changed things. We thank you. We're just waiting on the evidence. And before the evidence comes, we're going to give you praise right now. We're going to say thank you for the job. We're going to say thank you for the deliverance, Lord. We're going to say thank you, God, for the husband coming back together and the marriages mending up, God. We're going to say thank you, God, for the increase. We're going to say thank you right now in the presence of waiting on you. God, I understand, God, when Moses got down to the Red Sea, he got right there. He didn't know what else to do. He was stuck. He didn't know whether to go back to Pharaoh or would he just drown. And you had not showed up yet. But then I heard a word that said, you said in your word, you told Moses to stand still. Hey, that's for somebody. God says, stand still before you make a decision. Don't even move. Just stand still and watch the salvation of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for just March time. I heard you, God. You said sometimes when you can't go forward and you can't go back, you said just still, just march in place. While we're waiting on you, just march in place because you're getting ready to show up and give us direction. God, I thank you, God, for direction. You're getting ready to give somebody direction and tell us what to do, go left or right, or just stand still. You're going to tell us what to do. And we thank you for direction, God, because we cannot do it without you. I've made up in my mind and realized, oh, God, without you, I'm nothing. Without you, God, we cannot make it, God. We will die in the wilderness, God, if we don't get. Oh my God, if we don't get connected to you, God, and hear your voice in this season, God, we are going to perish. You said my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And that means, God, we won't take the time to talk to you. Help us, God. Help us in this season to stop being so stubborn, God, rebellious. Think that we got it going on. Think that we can do it on our own. When we know we need you. When we know, God, we need you. Help us, God. Help us, Lord. And I thank you for hearing our prayer tonight. I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. And I know that your presence is here. Because your word declared, God, that if there's one or two, it don't take a whole army. But you said there's just one or two on the line. That's believing that you can do what you promised, Lord, that you would be one in the midst. And I thank you that while you're here, things are changing for people's lives. It's not about how I talk. It's not about how loud I can talk, God. That don't move people. It's not about, that don't change people's lives, God, just because I sound like a preacher or I think like a preacher, God. What changes lives is the anointing of God. And that's your anointing. And I want to honor you, God. Thank you for your presence. Without you, there will be no change. Without you, there will be no resurrection. When you showed up at Lazarus' tomb, you said, wait a minute, what's going on? Why are y'all doubting me so much? And they said to you, Jesus, they said, but if you would have came a couple of days earlier, yeah, Lazarus would not have died. And Jesus, you told him, I am the resurrection. And I understand the story. God, I understand that sometimes you will show up late just to let people know I'm still God. If I don't show up when they call me, but if I show up in an hour later, I'm still the same God I was an hour earlier. Thank you. How you teach us through your word. But God. Fill us one more time. Every listener, fill us one more time. Fill us again with your presence. Give us our dedication back. Give us our love back, God. We're loving everything else but you. Give us our desire back, God, that first love when we really fell in love with you. Put that back in our hearts, God. And let us know, God, there is no brokenness that cannot be restored. And we give you honor and praise in your Son Jesus' name. Let the heavens rejoice, because it is so, because you have spoken it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. May God bless every listener, whether you're saying something or not. We want to say thank you for coming out listening to Triumph of Grace Radio. Well, we promise to keep it 100. And we love y'all for coming out listening. And we hope that the prayer and the words that we have spoken out of our mouths concerning what we feel that God has said to us, that not only does it change your life, but it changed the life of the speaker speaking it out of his mouth. Because one thing is for a fact, and I always say this, and this is going to be my main thing I say as I end every show, I'm just like you. I stand in the need of prayer. May God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Until next week, we love you. And we're a phone call away if you need us. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you.
Unfaithful, I've strayed away, but you never stopped believing in me. Oh, Lord, I have fallen short of your glory, but I refuse to let that be the end of my story. And you said if we confess, Jesus, will you?
God bless you. We want to once again say thank you to all the listeners. And I had to do this before we actually ended the line. Is there anybody right now that has said, Lord, I do not like to live my life like this no longer? You feel like you're a backslider. You feel like you're unworthy. I just want to ask you just to lift your hands wherever you're at. If you're in your car, if you're at home, and just repeat after me. It's so simple. Say, Father, forgive me of my sins and my wrongdoings. Come into my life. Become the Lord and Savior of my life. We pray that change. We ask you, God. You said if we confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts, you said we shall be saved. So, God, if there's any listener right now as we really close out, that said the repentance prayer, we want to say welcome to the kingdom. Just that simple. It's not by works. It's by your confession. And now get your Bible-based church. Get in it so that you can get a leader to teach you the word of God. And if we need you, if you need us, we're just a phone call away. We love y'all. Hopefully y'all will come back next week. It's going to get greater. Next week, good topic, temp to perm is going down in the DM. That's what they say on the radio, so I'm just going to talk like the streaks. It's going down in the DM. Come on back and join this radio broadcast next week, Tuesday night. We're going down. We love y'all. God bless.